USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The State Department is reporting the United States believes that Russia may use joint military exercises inside Belarus as a cover for an invasion of Ukraine from the north. New deployments to the Belarus-Ukraine border in the coming weeks, in addition to the 100,000 Russian troops already in place, could allow Russia to open up a new front less than 100 miles from the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken.
Let's be clear about how we got to this moment. In 2014, the Ukrainian people chose a democratic and European future for themselves. Russia responded by manufacturing a crisis and invading.
At least three people now are confirmed to have died in Tonga following the undersea volcanic eruption that sent tsunami waves toward the island nation and across the Pacific Ocean over the weekend. Officials reported major damage along the western coast of the main island that was covered in ash and dust, including the runway of the airport, hindering relief efforts. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, a veterinarian physician and founder of Youngevity, great nutritional company, based on 90 for Life. 90 essential nutrients, all vertebrates, whether you're a wombat, an elephant, a giraffe, an ostrich, a human being, a monkey, a cow, a dog, or a cat, doesn't matter. All vertebrates require 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 medicines, 3 fatty acids. They help prevent birth defects. There are no genetic birth defects. That's my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute of Natural Treasure. There are no genetically transmitted diseases. They're all nutritional deficiency diseases. That's what my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute of Natural Treasure. I want you to get on the 90 for Life program, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 medicines, 3 fatty acids, and don't forget the Rebound, or sports drink. And don't forget, you need your immune system because of all this pandemic virus stuff going around. And so contact us at usaradiohealth.com. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com.